terrific day yesterday. Oh, trying another juvenile winner just for practice and just a bit of fun. But also test the shadow. Terrific to see. He's a seasoned sprinter now, Jimmy. He's a six-year-old.
Chubby.
Been around the block a bit, but he can still produce as he showed in the Festival Stakes. Gary, good morning. And well, firstly, how's Tester Shadow pulled up? And Jimmy's been laughing about Chubby all morning,
you
Gary.
You can't say that about it. What workplace environment have you got there?
I don't want to go there.
It'll be very hard to explain to Jim, I think.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, terrific. You gave him that trial on the Tuesday. It was just to try and getting him a bit tighter in condition. It worked, Gary.
Yeah, well, look, he pulled up so well after his run at his first run back. Like, on Monday morning, he was carrying on like he hadn't put in. So I just thought he'd probably start to feel the pinch. And you know, they get a bit cunning as they get older. And if he doesn't know, he's probably not going to win. He looked after himself a bit. So he was just so well that week. I sort of decided that track work obviously wasn't enough. So maybe we'll just take him for a trip to Randwick, give him a 1,000-metre gallop on the Tuesday, and then you give him an easy week for the rest of the week. And I've got to say, at the half mile, I thought I'd done the wrong thing, because he certainly wasn't travelling like a winner. And then he got a little bump, apparently, at the 600 as the second horse got up the inside of him and seemed to spur him on. And he put his game face on. And it's interesting, I saw on Twitter last night his record. It was amazing that he's only won by, I think, a nose on about six occasions he's been beaten a few times by a nose as well. For a while there was a three-year-old we were tinkering with gear, because he kept getting to the front and then thinking the race was over. Once he'd done that, he'd get beaten on the line again. So, you know, he's just been a great old horse. He's been racing from two right up to six, and he's given us some great fun. And you know, that was totally unexpected yesterday, I've got to say.
Yeah, sounds like one of those horses that just does enough, or most of the time. Or Jason Collett, though, still had to keep out the horse too. So as you say, you get a bit older, you get a bit cunning, and he can be a little bit tricky from that point of view.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I was actually, I'd mimicked, the whole preparation was mimicked on base, the preparation I'd given him up to the Magic Millions last season when he won that $1 million race up there.
Oh yeah,
I'd done everything, the same track work, same trials. Everything was exactly the same. And obviously a year later, it just doesn't work. So you've got to work things out and change things to suit the horse. And lucky enough, we got the rain and everything else went to plan yesterday. And great ride by our jockey, Jason Collett. He actually said when he got to the front, he'd done the videos on the horse, and he knew that he'd got the front too early. He said, no, you know, he'll wait for it now, and exactly what he thought happened. But he said, I just got his head down at the right time, so good ride.
Yeah, no, he's riding in great form, Jason, and then won the next feature race, the Starlight on Egyptian Symbol as well yesterday. Gary, obviously test a shadow to the Villiers now, then onto the Magic Millions. Will we see Perfect Pitch on the Magic Millions path?
No, she won't, no. She'll just go out for a little break now. I don't know where we'll end up with her. I really think she's going to be a black type filly over a bit of ground. She's just got that shape. She's got that demeanour. She's by Piero, and you know, I just think that I've got to look after this filly. I think she's going to look after us later on.
Okay, so that's it. I was reading the very insightful article from Ray Thomas in today's Sunday Telegraph, Gary.
Here we go, Gary. Stay, it's good.
No. I haven't read it yet. So.
No, you'll be okay. He looked after you. Stayers action. And yet the breeding would suggest that's not the case. How does that come about, Gary? How do you pick that up?
Well, she's a half sister of a little filly called Lipizan that won a few two year olds for us last year. And whilst the only thing they've got in common is the same colour and same mother, but she was a real speed horse. She got that quick turn of foot, where this filly's got a loping, sort of real loose going action, and she just wants to settle. She just wants to do whatever the riders want to do. Good set of lungs and a massive nostrils. Big deep chest on her. She's just shaped to me like more a 2,000 metre type horse.
Yeah, right.
And she's just got that really relaxed sort of slow resting heartbeat type horse, you know. And I think it'll take her a long way later on. She can get black type over a bit of ground. And you know, lucky enough for Laurel Oak, they've got the mother. They raced the mother with me, and yeah, obviously her foal's going to be worth a bit more money on the track. And I'll also breed with this girl down the track as well. So. Great for the whole syndication.
It's interesting you say that about her action and her racing demeanour, because even Rachel King said after the race she didn't really hit top gear until right on the line, Gary.
Yeah, she does it even in track work. You've got to really work at her to get her to really lengthen, because she's just got that big sort of action that takes a while to build, you know. And You see yesterday, she did a few things wrong. Every time you go to hit her with the whip, she runs away from it. She did exactly the same thing with Rachel at Canterbury, the first start, and I mentioned that to Rachel again. I said, I prefer you not to pull the stick on her. I don't think she's ready for the whip, this filly. She's very sensitive.
Right.
So she went to hit her a couple of times there, and she wobbled and changed legs, and I think she just kept giving her a couple of, just to encourage her, but she was better back at hands and heels. And so I think most two-year-olds, they try hard anyway. You know, it's what they love to do. They love to run. So I really don't think they probably need that much whip.
Yeah,
you got one running around next week. We'll probably have a chat to you next week. you got a two-year-old running around?
No, look, I was going to nominate the filly that won last week.
Secret Lady.
Secret Lady. Mm-hmm. But I'll throw in the noms and just see what the field looks like. But next weekend we'll have Single Bullet in.
Looking forward
to seeing him go around next weekend. Yeah, Rose Hill in a benchmark race. So.
Just need a dry track, it's all, Gary.
Yeah, exactly. If it's wet, we won't be going around because our main mission is the Magic Millions in January. But he tried enormous the other day as well at Randwick, and looking forward to seeing him back on the track. He's a lovely horse.
Good horse.
Fantastic. Yeah. Always great to chat, Gary. You're very good with your time, and as you would be too. You train a couple of winners. You always make yourself available, don't you?
Well, mate, I just said to Tanya when she called, I said, you know, when you get called on Sunday, you've done something right.
That's great. We really appreciate it. Good on you, Gary. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Gary.
Hope I'm talking to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Gary. Good on you, mate.
Perfect pitch. Test a shadow. Look at the market now at tab.com.au for the Golden Slipper. Performer at $8. Bondi at $11.
Alessadil
at $15. Gongs at $15. Setsuna at $15. Secret Lady, $51 there out of the Portelli stable.
Yeah, unlikely to go, he did say. Maybe that's the reason she's out the gate a bit. So.